Come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. This is an humble servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I am here to encourage each one of us to spend time with our Heavenly Father today and every day in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Come, let us lift up our Savior in prayer and praise, in study of His Word, in worship, and in service. Come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are thankful to be here. I hope you are. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for being who you are. We worship you as we turn to you. We call upon you. You are merciful and you forgive our sins. Your thoughts are not our thoughts and your ways are not like ours. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, your thoughts and your ways are higher than ours. We honor you and thank you for the gift of your beloved Son, Jesus, who died for our sins, rose from the grave on the third day, and is sitting at your right hand. Sitting at your right hand side, making intercession for us. What a Savior who is soon to return to earth. What a Savior. We say thank you as we humble ourselves at the throne of mercy. We say thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word, Lord. Search our hearts by your word and rescue us from sin. Lord, we pray to you, Heavenly Father, for this privilege of coming before you and lifting up your word and praying to you. We pray, Heavenly Father, asking you to speak to our hearts and give us, Heavenly Father, give us hearts to receive and ears to hear what thus says the Lord during this devotional time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Many blessings to each and every one of us. We come today with a devotional, and it is by Salchiel Dixon from Our Daily Bread. We come to you, Heavenly Father, thanking you this day for each and every one of us gathering here. And as we continue with the devotional, we will have a song, and it is entitled, There is Power in the Word of the Lord. There is Power in the Word of the Lord. And it is composed by Kakande Ministries. It's a life-changing ministry that takes the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to four corners of the world. So we come praising in song and praising in studying God's word and praising and lifting each other up. And we must remember that the music that we hear, we do not own it. We do not own any rights of it, but we certainly enjoy praising God with it. So let us continue. Let us continue being prayerful throughout the devotional. The power of God's word, the power of God's word. The Bible verses spoken plant seeds of truth into our listening ears. We are people who hear God's word, and God's word is truth. So may we practice speaking it and speaking it aloud. Through the prophet Isaiah, God says, give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. And this is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 3. Let us remember what Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11 tells us. It tells us, my word will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So we do have assurance that God's word accomplishes what it says. Amen. Through the prophet Isaiah, God says, give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. Revealing his free offer of salvation, He invites us to turn from our sin and receive his mercy and forgiveness. He declares the divine authority of his thoughts and his actions, which are too vast for us to truly understand. Still, God gives us opportunity to share his life-transforming words of scripture, which point to Jesus. His words affirm that he is responsible for the spiritual growth of his people. The Holy Spirit helps us share the gospel as the Father fulfills all his promises according to his perfect plan and pace. Amen. The power of God's word. Here's a question. Who will you share scripture with today? Will you tell someone of God's word? Will you share it? And another question. Who first shared the Bible with you? Heavenly Father, you are our almighty creator and sustainer. You are our sustainer of the world. Please give us opportunities daily to share your wisdom. Amen. Amen. We pray for the Lord to give us every opportunity to share his wisdom with ourselves and with others. Amen. Let us remember that there is power in the word of the Lord. As we worship in song with the Kakande Ministries, let us remember there is power in the word of the Lord. Heavenly Father, mighty God, oh God, you are a mountain mover. We're talking to God. God is a mountain mover. He is a situation changer. Oh God, you have dried rivers. What a mighty and awesome God you are. There is power in your word. There is power in the word of the Lord. We turn to you, Lord. You can still be found. We can find you, Heavenly Father, when we seek you out. We call out to you in thanksgiving and praise. We praise your name, and we remember your begotten Son, Jesus. We call you in Holy Spirit's presence. We shout hallelujah, and we thank you. We thank you for all of your love. We thank you for your sufficient grace. Thank you for answering our prayers and hearing and blessing each name and place that we call out. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you and we magnify your name. And we just remember that there is power, that there is power in the word. Hallelujah. There is power in your word. Amen. May we have faith in God. May we remember that there is power in the blood of the Lamb. And as we continue throughout our day, let us call upon the name of the Lord and remember there is power in the word of the Lord. As we depart to serve, we shall meet again in study, worship, and prayer. Let us take the name of Jesus with us as we remember to follow the word of God. Let us take the name of Jesus with us as we examine ourselves, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let us change our ways and get the other chance God is willing to give us. And let us remember to tell someone about Jesus. Set aside a seed offering and give faithfully back to God what he allows us to have. And to the ones of us who are seeking a savior, know that Jesus is the joy and strength that never stops giving. Accept him right now. Praise God. Praise God. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. leads us to the place where we can know exactly what to do. Let us confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, and with our hearts, believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Pray in this prayer. Yes, we are saved when we pray this prayer. Afterward, contact a Bible teaching church. Join in with other believers. Daily commune with God in Jesus' name. We rejoice today with and for all of us who accepts our new lives with our loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Thank you for taking the time to pray in the minute, knowing that our precious Savior is in every minute of every day. Have unique days and grace ways. I love you. Jesus loves you more. And just remember, there is power in the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have faith in God. Amen.